Hey, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of the MOV Show. Beautiful Monday here in the Mid-Ohio Valley, sunny and 70 degrees, just a perfect fall day. We have got some really interesting stories to share with you all today, all about what's happening right here in our backyard. So let's go ahead and jump right in with our first segment, Backyard News.
That's right. We're going to be covering local happenings, from heartwarming acts of generosity to important updates on our schools and a look at what's coming up in local politics.
First up, let's talk about this incredible donation from the Highmark West Virginia Charitable Fund for Health to several United Way organizations across West Virginia. We're talking a significant amount of money here, $102,000 going directly to these groups.
And you know what's really impressive about this is this isn't just a one-time thing. This is actually the fourth year in a row that Highmark has stepped up to support these organizations, bringing their total contribution over the past 4 years to a whopping $404,000.
Wow. And that money goes a long way. For example, both the United Way Alliance of the Mid-Ohio Valley and the United Way of Upper Ohio Valley each received $25,000 this year. Think about it. These funds could be helping families in need, supporting essential services for seniors, or even assisting your own neighbors right here in the MOV.
Absolutely. These donations have a ripple effect throughout our community, addressing some of the most pressing needs and making a real difference in people's lives.
And speaking of making a difference, there's another group that's been quietly making a big impact. 100 Women Who Care in the MOV. They just reached a major milestone, exceeding $75,000 in total funds raised for local nonprofits.
Yeah, it's a simple but powerful concept. Each woman donates $100 per meeting, and together they choose a local nonprofit to support.
At their most recent meeting, they heard from two great organizations, the O'Neill Senior Center and the Gabriel Project, and decided to split the $5,800 raised between them. This means both organizations will be able to expand their services and reach even more people in need.
You know, the O'Neill Senior Center provides a vital space for seniors to connect and access resources, while the Gabriel Project offers crucial support to expectant mothers. So these funds will directly impact the lives of some of our most vulnerable community members.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that will be on everyone's minds soon. The upcoming local elections. One race that's generating a lot of buzz is for Parkersburg City Council's District 4 seat.
Yeah, it's a contest between two individuals with deep roots in our community, Republican challenger Patrick McCormick and Democratic incumbent Wendy Tuck.
McCormick, a Parkersburg native with a background in retail management and insurance, is emphasizing his commitment to public safety. While Tuck, known for her decades of work with local nonprofits, is jumping on the issue of affordable housing.
Both candidates bring valuable experience and perspectives to the table. This is definitely a race to watch, and we encourage everyone to stay informed and exercise their right to vote on Election Day.
Now, for a topic that's likely on the minds of many parents and educators, changes are coming to Wood County schools. The Wood County Board of Education recently made the decision to close and merge two schools in the 2025-2026 school year, Van Devender Middle School and Fair Plains Elementary.
The school board cited declining enrollment and the need to optimize resources as the primary reasons for these closures. It's certainly a challenging decision, and it will undoubtedly have an impact on students, teachers, and the community as a whole.
So under this merger plan, Van Devender students will be split between Hamilton and Jackson Middle Schools, and Fair Plains students will be joining Martin Elementary. It's a big change, but the school board is committed to ensuring a smooth transition for all involved.
They've outlined plans to increase staffing in core subject areas like English, math, and science, aiming to maintain the quality of education despite the closures. They're also focusing on providing support and resources to help students and families adjust to these new school assignments.
It sounds like they're really trying to minimize any potential disruptions and ensure that all students continue to receive a high-quality education. Now, before we wrap up our backyard news segment, we want to touch on an incident that occurred over the weekend in Lowell. There's a standoff situation that required the involvement of local authorities.
Thankfully, I can report that the situation was resolved peacefully, and the individual involved is now in custody. Most importantly, no one was harmed during the incident. It was a tense situation for sure, but it's reassuring to know that our local law enforcement is well equipped to handle such incidents and keep our community safe.
Absolutely.
Well, that was quite a bit of news to kick things off, but that's life in the MOV, isn't it? Always something happening.
You got that right. But now it's time to switch gears a bit and talk about something a little more lighthearted. The arts and entertainment scene in the MOV. There's always something going on, whether you're a music lover, a theater enthusiast, or an art aficionado.
And speaking of art, Have you heard about the upcoming exhibit at the Parkersburg Art Center? They're showcasing the works of local ceramic artists. And from what I've heard, it's going to be a stunning display of talent.
I definitely want to check that out.
Yeah.
I love seeing what our local artists are creating. And for those who prefer live performances, the Parkersburg Actors Guild is putting on a production of The Sound of Music. It's a classic for a reason. And I'm sure they'll do a fantastic job bringing it to life.
I've heard their productions are top-notch. And if you're looking for something a bit more contemporary, the Adelphi Music Hall in Marietta has a diverse lineup of shows coming up. Everything from indie rock to bluegrass to folk music.
The Adelphi is such a great venue. It has that historic charm, but with a modern feel. It's the perfect spot to catch a live show. And speaking of shows, I hear the Parkersburg High School is gearing up for their fall musical.
Oh, yes. I always enjoy seeing the high school productions. It's inspiring to see the young talent we have here in the MOV. They put so much heart and energy into their performances.
Well, it sounds like there's no shortage of arts and entertainment options in the MOV this fall, something for everyone to enjoy. But you know, as much as we love all the cultural offerings, we also have to give a shout out to our love of the great outdoors, especially this time of year. The fall foliage is simply breathtaking.
Absolutely. A drive along the Ohio River Scenic Byway is a must-do this time of year. The colors are vibrant and the views are spectacular. And for those who prefer to explore on foot, there are plenty of hiking trails in the area that offer stunning vistas.
North Bend State Park and Blennerhassett Island Historical State Park are always great choices. And for those looking for a more family-friendly outdoor adventure, there are pumpkin patches, hay rides, and fall festivals happening all over the MOV. It's the perfect time to get out there and enjoy the crisp autumn air and all the beauty that surrounds us.
You know, fall is such a special time in the MOV. The air is crisp, the leaves are changing, and there's a sense of community that just seems to grow stronger as the days get shorter. But it's also important to remember that not everyone experiences this time of year with the same joy and ease.
That's right. For some, the holidays can be stressful. The shorter days can bring on feelings of sadness, and some may be facing financial hardships or loneliness. It's important to be mindful of those who may be struggling and to extend a helping hand whenever possible.
Absolutely. Even small gestures of kindness can make a big difference. Checking in on elderly neighbors, volunteering at a local food pantry, or simply offering a smile and a kind word to someone who looks like they're having a tough day. These are all ways we can spread a little bit of warmth and light during this season.
And if you're looking for ways to get more involved in the community, there are so many wonderful organizations that need volunteers, especially during the holidays. Food banks, homeless shelters, senior centers. They all rely on the generosity of those who are willing to give their time and energy to help others.
You know, sometimes the simplest acts of kindness can have the most profound impact. Holding a door open for someone, offering a genuine compliment, or simply listening with an open heart. These are all ways we can create a more compassionate and connected community.
Speaking of community, we can't forget about the heart and soul of the MOV, our local sports scene. Whether it's high school football, college athletics, or even professional sports, we've got some passionate fans in this area.
And why not? There's something special about coming together to cheer on our local teams, to celebrate victories, and to offer support during tough times. It's a reminder that we're all part of something bigger than ourselves.
And speaking of local teams, let's start with our high schoolers. How are those Big Reds doing this season?
Well, the Parkersburg Big Reds football team is having a solid season so far. They've got a talented group of players, and they're playing with a lot of heart. They've had some tough matchups, but they've also shown moments of brilliance.
And let's not forget about the Marietta Tigers. They're always a tough competitor, and their games are always exciting to watch.
Absolutely. And win or lose. It's important to remember that high school sports are about so much more than just the final score. They teach our young athletes valuable lessons about teamwork, discipline, and perseverance, lessons that will serve them well long after they graduate.
Now, moving on to college athletics. How about those West Virginia Mountaineers? Football season is in full swing, and there's always a buzz of excitement surrounding the team.
Mountaineer fans are some of the most dedicated and passionate fans in the country. And it's great to see that energy and enthusiasm carry over to other sports as well. The WVU women's soccer team is having an incredible season, and the men's basketball team is gearing up for what promises to be another exciting year. And of course, we can't forget about our neighbors across the river, the Ohio Bobcats. They've got a great athletic program too, and their basketball team is always a contender in the MSC conference.
It's wonderful to see so much support for all of our local college teams. It really brings a sense of community pride. Now, I know we're not exactly in the heart of professional sports territory here in the MOV, but that doesn't mean we don't have our share of diehard fans.
Oh, absolutely. You got your Steelers fans, your Browns fans, your Bengals fans, you name it, we've got them. And let's not forget about the Reds and the Pirates for baseball season.
It's always fun to see those friendly rivalries play out, especially during football season. Makes for some interesting conversations around the water cooler.
It definitely adds a bit of spice to life in the MOV.
Some interesting things happening around West Virginia.
Yeah.
From roads and tuition costs to some big celebrations coming up.
Right, right. Should be interesting.
Okay, well, let's jump right in and start with those roads.
Okay.
I mean, everyone listening knows West Virginia roads could use some help. Let's be honest. But it seems like things could be changing for the better.
Yeah, looks like the West Virginia DOT is shifting gears a little. They've been playing catch up with basic road maintenance for years, but now they're moving towards a pavement preservation approach.
Pavement preservation. Okay.
Yeah.
So what does that actually mean?
Well, basically taking care of the roads before they fall apart instead of waiting till they're a mess and then trying to fix them.
Makes sense. Kind of like taking care of your car so you don't end up with a huge repair bill down the road.
Yeah, exactly. Just like regular maintenance, you know.
Change the oil, yeah. Rotate the tires, all that good stuff. So less potholes and more smooth sailing.
Well, that's the goal. It's all about stretching the life of the pavement we already have. Things like cape seals, fog seals, and overlays. These techniques protect the pavement from damage.
Oh, I see.
And help it last longer.
So it's not just about reacting to problems, but preventing them. Sounds like a smarter approach for sure.
It does seem more efficient, and it looks like it's really gaining some traction. WVDOT Secretary Jimmy Wriston even said that their progress is like a rocket ship. They've been investing in new equipment and working more with contractors, too.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
But how big of a commitment is this, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a statewide effort or just some pilot projects here and there?
It sounds pretty serious. The WVDOT has said almost 90% of their paving work over the next 3 years will focus on this pavement preservation strategy.
90%? That's a pretty big shift in priorities.
It is.
That could really make a difference for drivers all across the state.
Yeah, it definitely has the potential if it works the way they're hoping.
Yeah, smoother, safer roads, and maybe we won't have to dodge so many potholes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And hopefully fewer costly repairs in the future.
So how did we even get to this point? Remember a few years ago, our roads were in pretty rough shape. What changed?
Well, Governor Justice's Roads to Prosperity program definitely played a big role.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember those bond sales back then?
Yeah, $2.8 billion, if I remember correctly.
That's right. That money, plus the Secondary Roads Initiative, really gave the DOT the resources they needed to tackle this.
So it's been a long time coming, years of effort and investment finally starting to pay off.
Seems like it. And you got to give the DOT some credit. They've been working hard to turn things around.
Yeah, they've been busy for sure. From those major highways to the smaller back roads, everybody benefits from good roads.
Absolutely. It's about safety, it's about saving money on car repairs, and it's easier for businesses to get around.
Exactly. It impacts everyone. Well, let's switch gears for a minute and talk about something that affects a lot of families here, college affordability. And there's some good news there, too. It looks like Fairmont State University is shaking things up a bit to help make college more affordable for students and families.
Yeah, they're trying to make things a little easier for both in-state and out-of-state students.
Okay, that's great. So tell me about these changes. What are they doing?
First of all, they're freezing tuition for in-state students. That should provide some stability for families worried about rising costs.
That's a good start.
And they're also making some big changes to their out-of-state tuition structure.
Okay, I'm listening. What's happening with out-of-state tuition?
Well, before, they had a two-tiered system for out-of-state students. Students from bordering states paid a lower rate, what they called a metro rate.
Ah, I see. So what's changing now?
Now they're getting rid of that two-tiered system.
Okay.
And all out-of-state students will pay that lower metro rate regardless of where they're coming from.
So they're simplifying things and making it more affordable for everyone outside of West Virginia.
Exactly. Makes Fairmont State more attractive to students from farther away, and that could boost enrollment.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with how competitive things are these days.
That's true. A lot of colleges are fighting over smaller and smaller pool of students.
Right. They're all trying to attract those high school graduates.
Yeah.
So making tuition more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good strategy for Fairmont State.
Yeah, it makes sense. Opening the door for a wider range of students, different backgrounds.
Right. And they're actually now more affordable than 175 other public universities east of the Mississippi.
175? That's a lot of schools.
It is.
That's a pretty big deal.
Could have some interesting ripple effects for Fairmont State and even for the whole state.
What kind of ripple effects are we talking about here?
Well, you think about it. Lower tuition could bring in more students from all kinds of different backgrounds.
Yeah.
That's a richer campus community. Could also be a boost for their athletic programs. And maybe even encourage some of those students to stay in West Virginia after they graduate.
That's a great point. We need to keep young people here in West Virginia. Attracting and keeping talented folks is important for any state, especially for us.
Definitely. And making college more affordable could help with that. It's an investment in the future of our state. It'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds.
I agree. Could this change things up for Fairmont State? Could they become a real hub for higher education, drawing students from all over the East Coast?
It's certainly possible. It'll be fascinating to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, it definitely raises some questions. But before we get too carried away, let's touch on some other news happening around the state.
Sounds good. What else is going on?
Well, there was a little bit of a scare over at WVU's campus in Morgantown.
Oh, what happened?
A chemical leak at the Agricultural Sciences building. They had to issue an alert and close the building for a while as a precaution.
Oh, wow. That sounds serious. Was anybody hurt?
Thankfully, no. No injuries reported. Emergency crews got there quick and were able to take care of it. Well, that's good to hear. Always a good reminder to be careful, especially when you're dealing with hazardous materials.
Absolutely. Safety first. Speaking of priorities, though, let's talk about something a little more fun. Holiday season's almost here, and that means it's almost time for Ogle Bay's Festival of Lights.
Yes. Always a good time. I love seeing all those lights.
And this year's a big one. It's their 40th anniversary.
Oh, wow. 40 years. That's incredible.
Yeah, so they're going all out, over 100 different light displays all around the park.
I bet they've got something special planned for their anniversary.
They do. They're adding a brand new drone show to the festivities.
The drone show? Wow. I've seen those online. They're really amazing.
Over 150 drones, all synchronized, lighting up the night sky, choreographed holiday music.
That's going to be quite a sight to see.
It's going to be really something.
The Festival of Lights already brings in a lot of folks from out of town.
I imagine this drone show is going to be a big draw. Oh, yeah, for sure. Events like this are great for the local economy. People coming in, spending money at hotels and restaurants, you know?
Yeah, it's a win-win for everybody. Visitors get to enjoy something really special, and the local community benefits.
Right. And this year they're doing the drone show on opening night, which is November 7th, and then again on Saturday, November 9th.
So you got two chances to catch it.
Exactly.
Don't miss it. Well, while we're talking about exciting events, let's head down to Huntington for a minute. Marshall's men's basketball team had their exhibition game against Pikeville.
Oh, yeah. How'd they do?
I haven't had a chance to check the score.
Well, it was a victory for the Herd. Coach Jackson got his first win. They beat Pikeville 90-73.
Wow. That's a great start to the season. I'm sure the fans were happy.
They were. Definitely a good atmosphere there. And some of the new players really stood out, too.
Oh, yeah. Any names in particular?
Well, Cade Gibbs, he's a newcomer. He had a great game. Scored 19 points, 10 rebounds, double-double in his first game with the Herd.
That's impressive. Sounds like Coach Jackson's got some talent to work with this year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they do. Their first official game is November 4th at home against Davis and Elkins.
Well, we'll be watching. Sounds like a promising season for the Herd.
Always good to see our state's teams doing well. You know, there are a lot of positive things happening right here in our own backyards.
That's right, and we're going to get into all that with today's highlights.
Today's story is sure to perk you up. You might even say it's brewing with excitement. We're talking coffee community and some seriously delicious treats.
I'm already intrigued, so lay it on me. What are we talking about?
We're talking about Roseland Coffee Bar.
Roseland. Yeah, they already have two locations, right? One in Barlow and one in Belpre.
They do.
So what's the big news? What's going on?
Well, get this. Roseland is expanding, and they're setting up shop right here in Marietta.
Oh, wow.
And it's not just any location. They've snagged the Southeastern Ohio Counseling Center building on 7th Street, right across from Marietta College.
That's a great spot.
It is.
I can already picture all those college students getting their caffeine fix between classes.
Absolutely. And think about all the people at Marietta Middle School, Washington State College, even Marietta Memorial Hospital.
Yeah. Talk about a built-in customer base.
Exactly. And what's really great is they managed to position themselves conveniently for so many people without getting caught up in that Pike Street traffic.
Very smart planning.
Very smart.
So for those of us who haven't had the chance to experience Roseland yet,
yeah.
What makes them so special? Because I get the sense this is more than just your average coffee shop.
Oh, yeah, it is. One of the interesting things about Roseland is they've been all about sourcing locally from day one. They get their milk from neighboring farms, their baked goods from local bakeries, even their honey comes from local beekeepers.
That's fantastic. It shows real dedication to supporting the community. And, you know, speaking of dedication, they opened their first location in Barlow, right?
They did.
During the peak of COVID-19.
That's right.
Which is incredible. That takes guts. That takes some serious entrepreneurial spirit to do something like that.
It really does.
And they've clearly done well.
Oh, they've thrived. I think a big part of that success is the focus on community. They've really tapped into that desire for connection that people crave, you know?
Yeah.
That sense of belonging.
It really is about more than just a good cup of coffee. It's about a place where you feel welcome, you know, where you feel valued.
Exactly. And they've created that atmosphere through their events like the Humane Society Adoption Days and the Thanksgiving Food Drives.
Yeah. Those events are always so well attended. I love seeing that. It's clear that they're more than just a business. They're really an integral part of the community. Now, let's shift gears for a sec and talk about their Belle Prix location. I think that one's only been open for a little over a year, right?
Just over a year, yeah.
And it's already their busiest location.
It is. And if you take a look at their Yelp reviews, you can see why. People are raving about the quality of their Kona coffee, the friendly customer service, the positive vibe of the whole place.
It's so great to see them replicating that success. They're clearly doing something right. Now, speaking of locations, let's go back to that original shop in Barlow for a minute. I heard they recently spruced things up a bit.
They did. They renovated and added a brand new outdoor seating area, perfect for enjoying these beautiful fall days.
And here's where it gets really interesting. They also added hand-dipped ice cream to the menu at the Barlow location.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a sweet treat.
Waffle cones, ice cream sandwiches, milkshakes.
The whole works.
That's amazing. That's such a smart idea. I love that they're constantly evolving and trying new things.
It shows a real commitment to their hometown and to creating a place that people love.
Absolutely. So we've got Roseland expanding to Marietta, their Belle Prix location booming, their Barlow shop getting an awesome upgrade. They just can't seem to put a foot wrong.
Right. But let's not forget the most important ingredient to their success, that unwavering focus on community. You're right, that community focus really is at the heart of everything they do. And what's really exciting is that they're bringing that same energy to Marietta.
That's it for us today. Thanks for tuning in to the MOV Show. Stay curious, stay connected, and stay tuned.